Good morning. A cold but dry start to the day across interior New York and New England. We had a clear evening, which allowed temperatures to drop back into the teens. Since then, though, clouds have begun to stream in, and they'll continue to lower and thicken, and readings will turn around and start to climb back through the teens and into the 20s. That warming process generated by a south wind flow will also create some precipitation. It's already moving into the Niagara frontier in the form of some light snow, and the snow will spread to the east through the rest of New York and into western New England by later this morning or early this afternoon. This is not a big storm, and the light snow will add up to an inch or two in most places by evening, perhaps 3, or even localized areas of 4 inches across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Temperatures today will top out in the high 20s and lower 30s. Readings will hold steady through the evening and overnight hours, maybe dropping a degree or two, but hovering around freezing. Precipitation will wind down, but still spotty areas of freezing rain or drizzle around, so some slippery travel overnight. And this will lead us to a slippery start to the day tomorrow. With milder air continuing to flow in on Tuesday, readings will quickly go above freezing and up toward the 40-degree mark, and we'll also see some scattered rain showers move through. A more potent disturbance will head through the Great Lakes for the day on Wednesday. This will drag a cold front our way for the afternoon and evening hours. Out ahead of that front, a round of rain, some of it heavy by Wednesday evening. And out ahead of that front, high temperatures will push up toward 50 degrees. Behind the front, it'll be windy from the northwest, and temperatures will start to drop late Wednesday night and during the day on Thursday. The highest readings on Thursday will be in the morning before temperatures drop back below freezing by Thursday afternoon. Scattered snow showers on Thursday and Friday behind the front as well. Friday afternoon's highs staying in the 20s. Right now, the weekend looking like we'll see colder temperatures as well with readings in the 20s with a few scattered snow showers for both Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories and freezing rain advisories are in effect south of our area and through all of Pennsylvania and into central parts of the Appalachians. A light coating of snow followed by light icing will create hazardous travel through tonight. Winter weather advisories and freezing rain advisories are also in effect for the eastern Dakotas and west central Minnesota, where light snow and freezing rain are also likely. Meanwhile, most of the Intermountain West from the Colorado and New Mexico Rockies into the Cascades of the Pacific Northwest is under a winter storm warning or winter weather advisory as a deep trough of low pressure sweeps through the Great Basin. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Fort Pierce, Florida at 6:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Santa Maria, California at 8:51 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 7 degrees with a northwest wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 19 degrees, the dew point 9, 65% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.40 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 9 below zero at Whitefield, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, light snow changing to rain in the mid-30s, Boston increasing clouds with light snow developing later in the afternoon in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, light snow changing to sleet and then rain with highs around 40. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 27 degrees, the low 4, the average temperature 16, that's 7 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, still 4.6 inches for the month, which is 10.9 inches of snow below normal, and 18.0 inches for the season, which is 14 inches of snow below normal. There were 49 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 1,096, which is 54 below normal, and 3,358 for the season, which is 327 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15, the record high 56 set in 1916, and the record low 16 below zero in 2005. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:03 p.m. 9 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow developing by noon today with 1 to 3 inches by evening, highs in the mid-20s. Light snow this evening, transitioning to spotty freezing rain and drizzle tonight, maybe another inch or two of snow before the transition with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow developing around noon today, transitioning to some sleet and freezing rain by evening with 1 to 2 inches of snow before the change, highs in the lower 30s. Spotty freezing rain and drizzle tonight with a little icing possible and lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, snow developing by noon today, then transitioning to some sleet and freezing rain by evening, 1 to 2 inches of snow before the change, with highs in the lower 30s. Spotty freezing rain and drizzle tonight, with a little icing possible and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hill, snow developing around noon today, then transitioning to some sleet and freezing rain by evening, 1 to 2 inches of snow before the change, and highs in the lower 30s. Spotty freezing rain and drizzle tonight, with a little icing possible and lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Snow developing around noon today, transitioning to some sleet and freezing rain by evening with 1 to 2 inches of snow before the change, highs around 32. Spotty freezing rain and drizzle tonight with a little icing possible, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and milder with a late-day shower possible and some fog around 40. Cloudy, breezy, and mild on Wednesday with showers, then a steady rain in the evening with highs around 50. Windy and turning colder Thursday with snow showers, temperatures starting in the upper 30s, then dropping through the day. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold with snow showers Friday and Saturday in the mid-20s and a chance for some light snow Sunday with highs in the middle to upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.